57 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Trade pretty quiet this morning, but appears to be drawing a little bit of support from a modestly weaker dollar and a steady crude market. Open interest numbers from yesterday's trade showed the increase of about 5.6 thousand contracts in corn, with prices basically on the defensive. Funds appear to be pressing the short side once again, but we expect that pressure to abate shortly. Soybeans apparently experienced additional selling pressure as well. The open interest side there was up just a little bit yesterday. Wheat saw a nominal increase in open interest as well, but here again, we expect funds to reduce selling interest going forward. We did not see any USDA announcements of export sales on the overnight reporting system this morning. Looking at current price action, July corn up a half a cent at 370 even. September corn up a half a cent as well at 377 and a half. And new crop December, 388 and a half, up three quarters. Switching to the soybean complex, July soybeans currently up 2 cents at 950 and a quarter. August soybeans up 2 and a half at 952 and three quarters, and new crop November 949 and a quarter up three quarters. Soybean meal up 20 cents a ton at 306.50, and soybean oil, pardon me, is 32 and a half up 16. Chicago wheat, basis of the July 428 and three quarters down three quarters of a cent. December is currently down a penny at 462 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat up three quarters at 431 and a quarter. And Minneapolis wheat, 554 and three quarters, up a half. Looking at the soy or the meat markets, looking for the hogs to be down. Hogs to be up about a half a dollar, and cattle to be down about a half a dollar. Crude market is about steady, trading currently about $51.50 a barrel. Standard reminder that EIA numbers will be updated this morning, and inventory numbers could influence the corn market as well as ethanol. As we mentioned last week, our cross-current ideas are that late planting and replant issues should be and appear to be supportive influences to the market. The bottom line takeaway of this influence will likely and ultimately show up in yield figures. We think prevent plant issues may be a little bit of a feature, but before it's all said and done, quantifying this is hard to establish, especially considering the numbers on June 30th will be taken at the first part of the month. This means the funds will have already traded the largest short position at the time and may have turned buyers by the end of the year. Pardon me, orders offset by the end of the short positions. How many and how fast is the question of how this short covering takes place. Rains over the weekend will continue to hamper planting progress and replanting efforts as the calendar moves closer and closer to May the end of May. Finally, we're getting ready for the three-day weekend, which often marks a turn in markets or an acceleration of the current move. We'll cross our fingers and hope for more positive price action. Thanks, Brian, and I hope everybody has a great week.
All right, that's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities joining us from Lafayette, Indiana this morning. Thanks so much, Bill. We appreciate it. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, cloudy skies with scattered showers and a high of 66 degrees, north-northwest wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, scattered showers and a low of 53 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.